This is the Talk Show America Show.
Welcome one and all to the Talk Show America Show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. It is, of course, a very, very busy news day here on Talk Show America. Just a lot going on, folks, on this day of March 22nd of 2011, a Tuesday. It's just unbelievable, folks. The news is just abound with all kinds of news. Obviously, we have the bombing of Libya going on right now, folks, as the coalition takes on Gaddafi and his forces that are fighting the rebel forces who are trying to gain control of Libya and the government. Much to many people's criticism and much to some people's chagrin, I mean, that this is going on. You know, you have Congress, some Democrats and Republicans that are criticizing the president for not informing Congress of this action that was going to take place. And let's face it, folks, he didn't do that. He did it 2 days after, folks, it began. And they have a point. The congressmen have a point here. The Republican congressmen and some of the Democratic congressmen have a point that Barack Obama should have, folks. President Obama should have notified Congress of this action, that it was going to take place, briefed them ahead of time, which he did not do. Now, he spoke with the UN. He spoke with other countries involved in this, this action. There was plenty of time to notify Congress, considering that this was not an emergency action by any means or stretch of the imagination. What the emergency would have been is if the United States people or any part of the United States was under imminent threat of attack from Muammar Gaddafi, which just wasn't going to happen, folks. It's as simple as that. I'm not saying Muammar Gaddafi is not a danger, and I'm not saying he's not a danger to the free world, but it was not an imminent threat to the United States, so therefore there was plenty of time to brief Congress as to what was going on. If you have time to talk to the UN, folks, if you have time to talk to other countries who are involved in this, then you have time to brief Congress on what's going on and get congressional approval of this action. Now, you can just imagine, folks, had George W. Bush done this, where the screaming would begin. I mean, it was they were hollering and screaming to the rooftops about Iraq and Afghanistan after they okayed it, folks. But can you imagine this actually going on in the Bush administration? Had the President Bush just decided to take this action without consulting Congress at all, they would have been screaming to the rooftops, folks. And, you know, there are people today who are trying to say, well, you know, the Republicans, now listen to them now that Obama's here, they're criticizing what he did compared to Bush. You know, folks, again, we have to get back to reality of the situation. President Bush thoroughly briefed Congress on Afghanistan and thoroughly briefed Congress on Iraq, and it was approved both times. So whether or not you agree with the action, whether or not you agree with, you know, whether we should have been in Iraq or not, you know, and most people, you know, there's a 50-50 split sometimes on that about Iraq. I mean, most people agree with Afghanistan, no problem, because of the fact that that's where bin Laden and his crew were carrying out their training activities and hiding there. But they were both actions were, the president did brief Congress, and Congress did approve the actions. There's the difference here, folks. No one is saying that we don't want to take out Muammar Gaddafi. I will support President Obama in this decision. I don't support how he got there. I think he should have briefed Congress. But now that we're there, folks, I'll support the president all the way. I'll support our brave men and women who are out there now in danger in another spot, folks, in fighting terrorism, because Gaddafi is a terrorist. There's no doubt about that. You know, I will support the president all the way, but only if, folks, this mission ends with Gaddafi's either death or removal from power, and him being placed under arrest or you know, taken into custody where he can no longer become come into power again in Libya. Otherwise, why are we wasting our time? And that seems to be the problem here. What is the mission? I know Obama has now said, well, you know, the mission is to, you know, we want Gaddafi gone. But folks, but a day ago, I believe it was, Gaddafi's compound was bombed in Libya. It was destroyed by some cruise missiles. And all this country did, folks, all this country did was deny that we had anything to do with taking out Muammar Gaddafi's compound in Libya. We went out of our way to, you know, make sure, at least, of course, watching CNN and Fox, you know, back and forth, we went out of our way to make sure that it wasn't, that everybody knows it wasn't us that did it. Folks, who cares? Does anybody care? We're there. We're taking action. We're involved in this action now anyway. It doesn't matter, you know, who takes out Gaddafi. What's the difference? If that's not the mission, then we don't need to be in this mission. You know, and it appears to me that there's a bunch of confusion over what the mission is over there. I mean, I know it's a no-fly zone, you know, and we're supposed to be enforcing that. But it appears to me that obviously it's going further than that. And again, I have no qualm with that. Taking out Muammar Gaddafi, in my opinion, is a good idea. Now that we're there, let's just do it and get it over with. Let's not make the mistake we made in 1991, folks, in the first Gulf War, when we drove Saddam Hussein from Kuwait and went into Iraq, and we didn't finish the job by taking out Saddam Hussein then and there and getting it over with. And letting him stay in power and go through a complete reenactment of the whole thing, you know, quite a few years later. I mean, I think we're going to have to realize that now. We're in this thing now, whether or not you think it was constitutional, and I don't believe it was, based on the fact that the president did not brief Congress, and it was not, like I said, we were not attacked. It was no imminent emergency that this had to happen without briefing Congress. He took the time to talk to the United Nations. He took the time to talk to other nations involved in this. The coordination seems a little bit odd, no one seems to know exactly what the mission is. Per se, everyone seems to have their own idea. So, I mean, that's a little bit awkward, but we can get around that now. It's done, and you know, Gaddafi's compound was bombed. Unfortunately, he wasn't in it. But this is the problem, folks. You know, you have first of all, if the United States military, or in this case, the Obama administration, can categorically deny that they had anything to do with taking out Gaddafi's compound, then we have a problem. Because here's the deal. What's going on over there? Who knows what's going on? I mean, are the French firing missiles, inadvertently whenever they feel like it? Are the British firing missiles inadvertently whenever they feel like it, the British military or the French military? And no one seems to know who's firing when and where and what targets we're going to take. That doesn't make any sense, folks. It doesn't make any sense. If that's what's going on, we have a major problem here. Obviously, I don't believe that's the case. I believe this is all coordinated, and I believe even if we didn't fire those missiles, we know who did, and we know exactly why they did. And as I said, who really cares? Is there anyone here that's going to sob over the fact that Muammar Gaddafi is taken out in his compound? No, it's not going to be, and no Americans, no real American citizens anyway, folks, are going to cry over this man's death if that's what happens. It's time. It's long due time that he was taken out of there. Long due time, and again, you know, we need to have a clear-cut mission of what we're going to do. We're over there to remove Muammar Gaddafi. Fine. And I know some people are going to say we shouldn't be interfering in a civil war. Well, I know we probably shouldn't be, folks. But again, let's remember one thing. Muammar Gaddafi is a terrorist on top of everything else. So, therefore, he's a danger to our country at some point in time, or at least to our military over in the Middle East. You know, at some point in time. There's no doubt about that. Was he an imminent threat? No, not at the time. And that's why there was time for President Obama to brief Congress, and he should have. There's no doubt about it. Having said that, folks, again, I will say that I do support the mission that we are carrying on in Libya right now, as a part of it anyway, because it's not only us. I do support that and stand behind the president on this mission. I don't support how we got there, and I think the president will have to answer that when the time comes. But we're there now, folks. Let's get the mission done, and let's get out of there. Now, there's been reports, and I cannot confirm them, but I saw a report, someone emailed me earlier, and I just haven't been able to find a link on it, that said CNN was breaking some news earlier today that a F-15 was shot down in Libya. I didn't even know we were still using the F-15s, but anyway, even if we are, the bottom line is that an F-15 was shot down in Libya, and the pilots evidently got out. Ejected, but I mean, let's hope that they don't get captured, because here's the thing. The American people will support this to some extent, but if we start losing planes and we start losing, obviously brave men and women in this fight, the American people's stomach for taking action here may sour quickly. So, I mean, President Obama has a short window of time here to see some success come out of this. And then we'll move on from there. And you know what? He's the leader of the free world, folks. He should be taking the lead here. I know the French president basically is taking the lead here. And listen, whatever you want to think about the French or whatever your opinion is, the bottom line is they have a good military. There's no doubt about it. We have a better one compared to theirs, but I'm just saying they have a good military. But the thing is, folks, someone has to take the lead, and someone needs to know what's going on here. If we don't know that the British are firing Tomahawk missiles at Obama's compound, or that the French are doing it, or that, for that matter, we're doing it, it just needs to be coordinated. If everybody's just firing errantly whenever they feel like it, you're going to have a disaster here, because you're going to end up taking out some of your own vehicles and things of this nature at some point in time. And hitting missiles we've got to use our heads here. So I say it's highly doubtful that we didn't know that the British fired on, or at least this is the report, that the British fired on Gaddafi's complex. I think that's BS that we didn't know. And it wasn't us. You know what? It's the not me ghost, folks. Remember that Family Circus cartoon where the kid would always say, the mother and father would say, who did this? And the kid would say, not me, not me. And the not me ghost would be next to the kid. I mean, some of you that are older like me would probably remember those cartoons. You know what, folks? It doesn't matter. We're all in this together. If we took him out, who cares? If we didn't take him out, we took out his building, good. A good message sent to him. Hey, don't park your butt there anymore, because you'll be done. And he wouldn't be there anyway, folks. He knows that's the number one target. I mean, we took it out before. We'd do it again. But, I support the president at this time, and I want people to know that. And I know some of you will be upset with me to some extent, folks, but let's face it. We're there now, and let's get it done. I mean, I don't think we should back off now and just say, oh, never mind. It's not constitutional. I didn't realize I had to brief Congress. We're there. Okay, and now Congress knows, folks. 2 days later or so, but Congress now knows. I mean, they knew anyway, folks, kind of. I'm sure some of the people realized what was going to go on, but they're right. Both the Democrats and the Republicans are right that the president should have briefed Congress before this action took place. And believe me, if George Bush had done this, we'd never be hearing the end of it. And we'd be calling him a war criminal. Some of the Democrats are calling this man a war criminal. I'm not going to call him a war criminal, folks, okay? I don't like I personally don't care for President Obama, but the bottom line is we're there now. He's the commander-in-chief. Let's support him on this mission as long as we stay with the mission and don't back off. We cannot leave there and leave Gaddafi in power. If we do that, folks, then there's no sense in us being there now. We should park our planes on the carriers and sail out of there. I'm sorry to say that, because I know there's brave men and women who are risking their lives there, and that they do that every day. But the bottom line is, folks, also I believe this. We should not be risking those brave men and women's lives in vain. If we're just going to walk away and leave this man in power, what is the sense? Because if you leave the man in power, the rebels basically are going to get wiped out sooner or later, and you know it and I know it. And we've seen this before. We've seen it with Saddam Hussein. In the first Gulf War, we made the mistake of leaving him there, And you saw the consequences of it, and later on the actions that needed to be taken to take care of that problem as well. Let's get them while we can, because otherwise, folks, later on may be a different story. The Arab League, supporting this in the beginning, now not supporting it. Why? Because civilian casualties are starting to happen. And unfortunately, in these types of actions, they're not going to tell me, folks, that no civilians have been killed. I will not believe it. It just doesn't make any sense. We've seen it in Iraq, and it's an unfortunate byproduct of this action, no doubt about it. But then again, if the rebels were fighting with Gaddafi, there'd be civilian casualties that way, too. We have to make up our minds. If we're supporting the rebels, then we have to do it, folks. And at least, if nothing else, take out the dictator and take out his military and then let the rebels go from there. Walking away and leaving this man in power, Muammar Gaddafi, is a mistake. And if we do this, we're gonna be weaker for it. Henry Kissinger agrees with that. He made that assessment today as well. We'll be all done. We will no longer be seen as the leader of the free world. So President Obama, whether he likes it or not, and it doesn't appear that he does. He doesn't seem to want to be a leader, folks. And when you're the leader of the United States, you're the leader of the free world. Whether or not you're liked by everybody or not. One thing you can say about President George W. Bush, whether or not you can say people liked him or not, other world leaders or whatever, he took the lead and he led. And the United States military took the action that it needed to take, whether or not people were thrilled with it. You're not going to be able to sit here, Mr. Obama, and start an action and then walk away saying, well, you know, we're done with this now. See you later. And wash your hands of it. It's not right. It's not right, and we need to finish the job. And that job is to take out Muammar Gaddafi now completely and then let the Libyan country decide what they're going to do from there. My only fear with this is, once this happens, is are the rebels looking for democracy? I mean, they say they are, but are we going to see an Al-Qaeda-type element or a Muslim Brotherhood-type element move into this, to govern here? That's the scary part of this, and that's a gamble that we may take. But Gaddafi definitely is a terrorist, so we know that for sure. We'll just have to wait and see on the other part. All right, folks, we're going to be right back after these messages here on the Talk Show America show, so don't go away.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles. Medicare diabetic.
Hello, I'm a diabetic with insurance.
Medicare diabetic is offering diabetics at no cost a multilingual talking pain-free test meter. Call, qualify, and receive as a bonus a blood pressure monitor absolutely free. If you have Medicare or insurance, Medicare diabetic may send both your monitors and test supplies directly to your home at no cost. Insulin and syringes are available as well. Copay and deductibles may apply. Call 800-993-0617. That's 800-993-0617.
Hey, Talk Show America fans, experience what the internet is talking about.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it very much indeed, folks. And we were talking about this action that we're taking in Libya, that we're part of in Libya, folks, to try to enforce this no-fly zone, which looks more like we're just bombing the bejesus out of every single thing that has anything to do with Muammar Gaddafi and his military, which is not a problem because that's what we're supposed to be doing. Obviously, we need to take out the SAM sites and things of that nature, folks. Command and control. We cannot let. We have to try to make sure that nothing that can fly from Gaddafi's military, can reach the air. So we have to do what we have to do, and I support that mission strongly. No doubt about that, folks. Again, as I said, if we're not going to take this seriously and do what we need to do, which is remove Muammar Gaddafi from power, either that we kill him or that he's taken out of that country and held in custody somewhere, then we're wasting our time and we're wasting the lives. We're jeopardizing the lives of our brave men and women in the U.S. military for a mission that has no goal. Now, you want to talk about exit strategies and all this other stuff, folks, that you heard all the criticism from many people when we were in Iraq taking care of that situation. Where's the exit strategy here? What's the strategy? Are we taking out Gaddafi or not? And there seems to be a lot of confusion about that. Now, of course, you have Obama, now that he's been, he's hearing all the criticism, saying, our goal is to remove Muammar Gaddafi. He has to go. But before that, there was a one of the members of his of the military who's obviously involved in this in this campaign, who was saying basically, folks. Let me see if I can find it. Oh yeah, it was Admiral Mike Mullen who said it isn't about seeing him go, and this we were talking about Gaddafi. Vice Admiral William Gortney said the objective is to deny the Libyan regime from using force against its own people. Then you get the French president saying the door to diplomacy will reopen when the fighting will stop. Now, here's the problem that I have, folks. That's all well and good, except that why are we risking the lives of our brave men and women if we are not going to do what we need to do? And that's the criticism I have. Let's have a clear, defined mission about what we're doing here, and let's get it done. And then let's move on. We don't want to get stuck in another, 10 years of a military action. We don't. And no one's looking for this. And again, as I said, Gaddafi was not an imminent threat, I'm trying to get that out. It's imminent threat to our country at the time that this took place, which is all the more reason why Congress should have been briefed before this action took place. So I agree with the congressman that it should happen. I don't agree with Dennis Kucinich and some of the other nut jobs folks on that side who are calling for the impeachment of President Obama over this. No, I don't. I'm sorry. I don't agree with that at all. And I know some of you will be disappointed about that too. Well, I'm sorry. Again, I'm not necessarily saying that the president took the proper action here, and that's something that Congress will have to deal with. And if impeachment is what they decide they want to do, then that's fine. They won't remove him even if he gets impeached, folks. It'll be just like Bill Clinton with Monica Lewinsky, a slap on the hand, all done. But the bottom line is the president and his administration are wrong here. They should have briefed Congress, and it should have gotten congressional approval, which I'm sure it would have, folks. No doubt about it, because most of the Republicans are hawks anyway, and they don't like Gaddafi anyway, so I'm sure we would have been involved in this. But he has to lead now, folks. He's the leader of the free world. And if we're going to leave the lead to the French, and again, nothing against French forces. They do a good job. But we need someone that's going to do the job. And you know what? Right now, we need somebody like George W. Bush back in the seat for a couple of days to get the job done. The commander-in-chief get the job done and see to it that, you know, it's done and take him out. Even if it may take a while, depends on this man's hiding somewhere. But if he's in hiding, folks, that's a whole nother ball game too. But you take him out of power. That's the whole thing. And then hopefully we remove him from the country. If we're just going to let him stay in power, we're wasting our time, and we're certainly wasting possible lives of our brave men and women, plus all the money we're spending on equipment that's getting shot out of the sky, folks. And like I said, I can't confirm that this F-15 was shot out of the sky today, but that was a supposed report coming out of CNN. I haven't been able to confirm it, and I haven't been able to find it anywhere, but as of this show, when I was doing the show. So let's get on track. Let's get our heads together here, Mr. President, and find out what the mission is and get it done. You know, you have one person saying, no, it's not our mission to take out Gaddafi. You have another person, you have the president saying Gaddafi has to be gone, which is fine. That's what our mission should be. But then we sit there and we backpedal when Gaddafi's compound is hit. We're bending over backwards and breaking our necks to try to show it wasn't us. It wasn't us. See, it wasn't us. See, look, it wasn't us. It was the Brits. See, they did it. And the Brits probably aren't afraid to say, yeah, we did it. So what? You know, I mean, and I agree. So what? That's our mission. Get rid of this guy. And there's a command and control center under there anyway, so obviously that would have been a target. But, I mean, I'm telling you, this administration was tripping over itself to claim and feign innocence in this, in the taking out of Gaddafi's, not the whole complex, but there was one building in there that they determined as a command and control. And it was a very precise hit, too. So, you know, it was a tomahawk that took it out because it was basically guided in like a video game. But, we do that. It's, instead of saying, yeah, that's a warning to you, Muammar. Wherever you are, we will find you and we'll take you out. It wasn't us. We didn't do it. It's not our will to kill Gaddafi. You're in a war, folks. In a military action in this case. You're bombing command and control centers. You're bombing military installations and things of this nature. Then you're looking at the possibility of killing Muammar Gaddafi. It's as simple as that. What are we supposed to do? Say, well, Gaddafi's in that building, so even though it's the command and control center, so we can't shoot at it because we don't want to be seen as assassins? Please, this is just ridiculous. It makes no sense, folks. I mean, you know, either fight this, the action that we're doing, you know, use the military to fight the action properly, allow them to do their job properly, or let's get out of here. You know, again, we I get upset when we put men, brave men and women in harm's way, and then we basically tell them, yeah, you're here, but we don't want you to do anything. We don't want you to shoot people. You know, bad guys. We don't want you to shoot, the enemy. Look, we went through this in Vietnam for a little while. Those of you who are Vietnam veterans know this very well. In the history of the Vietnam War, when we first got there, basically they weren't letting guys even put bullets in their guns. You know, they weren't letting them walk around with loaded weapons. It's ridiculous. And this is basically kind of the same thing. Can you imagine one of our fighters flying over here, we're ready to take out the target, and them telling them, oh, hey, never mind, Gaddafi's there, so we don't want to bomb it because we don't want to make it look like we're trying to assassinate him? Are we there to take out command and control and stop aircraft from flying and taking action against the Libyan rebels, or are we not? If we are, then we have to do whatever it takes to stop that from happening. If Muammar Gaddafi happens to be in one of those installations we take out, so be it. And who cares if anyone thinks we assassinated him? Who cares? Prove it. Prove it. I mean, it's sickening. It is. I mean, and, you know, this is the problem I have with this administration. This administration is bending over backwards to look like, hey, we're the good guys. We're not trying to assassinate anybody. And then what do? They throw the Brits under the bus. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, how long do you think this coalition is going to stay together if that stuff's going on, folks? Have a clear, defined mission. I'm sorry, but this is the bottom line. If you want to win this thing, you're going to have a clear, defined mission and know what everybody is doing. And if the Brits And I'm not criticizing folks at all. But if the Brits fired, into that compound without anyone knowing it here, without the French, or the U.S., military knowing about it, or anyone else that's in this action, then we have a problem. We can't have that. We can't have people, going rogue on us and just firing indiscriminately whenever they feel like it. And you could have a covert operation going on the ground somewhere down there, for all we know. Like I said, it's highly doubtful that that's happened. The British are good too. They have a very good military system. They have, they're very good at what they do. I highly doubt that this happened without us at least knowing about it, and probably approving of it. So you know what? Don't sit back, Mr. President, and try to bow out of it. Be willing to stand up and say yes. We knew about it, and that's our mission, to try to get him out of there. And if we kill him doing it, oh well, that's the way it goes. He has the opportunity at any point in time, as President Bush told Saddam Hussein on several occasions, to just give up and we'll come in and it's out, it's done, it's over, and he'll still be alive, and so would Muammar Gaddafi. Now, so Gaddafi has every right at any point in time here now to just give up and just leave there and don't come back. And you know what? He won't be killed. So let's face it, folks. That's what the mission should be. Whether people like it or not, it's truth. It's reality. Unless we take out Muammar Gaddafi, either by killing him or removing him from that country, we're just going to face more of the same 5 to 10 years from now. All right, we'll be back after these messages here on the Talk Show America Show, folks. So don't go away. Hey, folks. JR here from Talk Show America. Print up free discount coupons that can be redeemed at your local store and check out some great talk shows at the same time at phoenixbroadcastingtalk.net.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
At all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
We hadn't talked, wanted to touch, or felt close in years, but Marriage Fitness turned our marriage around. Thank you so much, Mort.
Counseling was just a weekly blame fest. It drained us emotionally and financially. Marriage Fitness is totally different. This program actually works.
Hello, I'm Mort Fertel, creator of Marriage Fitness, the revolutionary, clinically proven program that will save your marriage. This is not marriage counseling. You won't have to dig into your past or dredge up your problems. Instead, you'll use a step-by-step system of positive relationship habits that will transform your marriage.
My husband wanted out and wouldn't go for help. I started Marriage Fitness alone. Now he wants back in. We're doing the program together.
Subscribe to Mort's free Marriage Fitness email service today at marriage12.com. You'll also receive his free report, 7 Secrets for Fixing Your Marriage, plus 5 free marriage assessments. That's marriage and the number 12.com. To turn your marriage around, visit marriage12.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you. And your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
So here's to all the soldiers fighting for you and me. Because you wear that uniform, America is free. There is a flag flying so proud, the red, white, and blue. And I can live my life in peace, thanks to you. So here's to all the soldiers. Fight for you and me, because you wear that uniform, America is free. Because you keep us safe from harm, America is free.
You're listening to the Talk Show America Show.
And yes, you are, folks, and we appreciate it very much indeed, folks. And, of course, we appreciate our brave men and women who fight for our freedoms every single day across the globe, folks. Please remember them in your thoughts, and please remember them in your prayers. And please remember to go to americasupportyou.mil and let the troops know that you still think about them, that you still support their mission in their fight on the global war on terror daily, folks. Let's remember to do that. And folks, especially today now with the way things are going in Libya as well, remember that even though we're only flying bombing missions, that there are still brave men and women in those aircraft and on those ships out there as well, who are putting their lives on the line on a daily basis. So keep that in mind, folks, as you go about your day. And as I said, with all the turmoil going on, sometimes it's easy to forget about the brave men and women fighting the global war on terror. So let's keep that in mind. And americasupportyou.mil is the way to do it. It doesn't cost you one red cent, and you don't have to know a soldier. You know, any soldier, all the soldiers, thank you for your bravery and your courage, and thank you for fighting for our freedoms. All right. I wanted to move on, folks, a little bit. Now, I know we talked about Libya, the military action against Libya, whether it's legal or not, and all this other stuff. Again, I'm going to leave that up to the legal scholars in regards to the Constitution, although it appears that the president has violated that act, that saying it might have violated the War Powers Act. We'll see what happens. In the meantime, folks, while we're conducting this action, let's get it done. Let's get it done properly. So I hope that we see that happen. And we'll be following this, and we'll try to keep you on track on the blog, and in other ways here on the show as much as we can. Doing a once a week show, it's very difficult because by the time the middle of the week comes, most of the stuff has come and gone, so it's a little bit hard. But we're doing the best we can here in regards to this, so we'll keep you informed as much as possible. I wanted to move on a little bit because we have another problem, as far as I'm concerned, that's looming here for the president and his administration, folks. And this is recently, of course, as you know, he's been in Brazil, and he has been down there with some conference down there and everything else. And here comes Obama now saying Brazil should drill offshore. Now, this is going to, raise the ire of many people because, there's basically a moratorium for offshore drilling here in the United States. We're not letting our companies do this, especially after the BP disaster and things of this nature. So there's been a moratorium on it, and we're just not doing anything with it. And even with the gas prices rising where they are, of course, you have the argument that, well, it isn't going to matter, Jay, because even if we drill, we're not going to see any results for 5 to 10 years from now. And I know, folks, and it's true, but we had said this 5 to 10 years before this, too, as well. And if we had started doing it back then, even, we would have been a lot better off today as a result of that. So we need to start doing it, regardless of whether or not it looks like that crisis is going to end, which it doesn't look like it's going to end any time too soon right now, especially with the situation going on in Libya. The prices are going to either stay where they are or move up. There's no doubt about that. As a matter of fact, they're probably going to move up, if anything else. The speculators will use that to raise the prices. So, you know, it's time to start drilling here and drilling now. It's time to start finding ways to get this oil out of the ground and offshore, and it puts people to work at the same time, folks. It only makes sense right now. So while the president has refused to lift the 7-year ban of offshore drilling, plus the moratorium that's been put on what's already was going on already. And he continues to demonize the oil and gas industries, and the prices of energy, especially oil and gas, continue to rise, and unemployment is still hovering at about 9 to 10%, folks. He tells a group of Brazilian businessmen at a CEO summit during his trip down there over the weekend that they should begin drilling in their offshore oil reserves so the United States can be paying a customer, so the United States can be a paying customer in the future, adding that we would even help them do it, meaning money. This creates a problem for me, folks. When we're telling our own oil companies that you cannot drill here, you cannot drill offshore. We don't want to be drilling anywhere else in any reserves like ANWR, things of this nature. And yet we're going to tell the Brazilians, hey, if you drill offshore, we'll buy your product and we'll even help you do it. How is that getting us away from the reliance of foreign oil? It is just making us reliant on foreign oil again. Whether or not Brazil is a friendly country or not, it does not matter, folks. At some point in time, they could become unfriendly. Matter of fact, to be quite honest, Obama did not get such a great reception when he went down there. Of course, the mainstream news media doesn't cover that, folks. They want you to think that Obama was seen as God when he went down there. But basically, they were basically telling him to go home. There were a lot of people out there doing that. That's not everybody. But again, that wasn't everybody when George Bush went down there either. But the bottom line is, folks, that, the mainstream news media hiding that fact. So they're not even that friendly with us to begin with. But on top of everything else, regardless of whether they are or not, it again makes us reliant on foreign oil. We don't need to be doing this. If we're willing to help them out, why aren't we willing to help out the industries around here, search and get this the oil production that we need to not be reliant anymore on foreign oil? It's amazing to me. We're encouraging everyone else to drill offshore and all over the place, but we're not encouraging our own companies to do it. As a matter of fact, we have a moratorium on it and a 7-year one at that, a 7-year ban. It's just unbelievable. He said, quote, "We want to help you with the technology and support to develop these oil reserves safely. And when you're ready to start selling, we want to become one of your best customers. At a time when we've been reminded how easily instability in other parts of the world can affect the price of oil, the United States could not be happier with the potential for a new, stable source of energy." Unquote. That's the president's quote, folks. It's unbelievable. Why aren't we willing to put the money into developing the technology to get it out of our own ground and out of our own offshore areas? Why are we, trying to get Brazil to do it for us? And we'll buy it from you after that, and we'll give you money to help you do it besides. This is crazy. We'll pay for the technology to show you how to do it, and then we'll buy it off you for some outrageous price. That's basically what he's saying. How ridiculous can this be? How ridiculous can this man get? It makes no sense, folks, whatsoever. None. I've had it. This administration, this man has no clue. No clue what's going on in this country. And that really just, it cements the fact, folks, that he has no clue. People call him clueless. I call him clueless in Washington, and some people get on me about it. Jay, you're just. But listen, folks, how clueless can the man be? We're at almost a 10% unemployment rate here in this country. you know, we have a moratorium on drilling offshore. We have probably the largest, some of the largest oil reserves in the world right here in this country, and yet we're not able to drill it because of regulations and things of this nature and environmental concerns and on down the line, folks. This administration is not trying to help the oil industry get around some of these things to be able to get this oil out of the ground so we cannot be reliant on foreign oil. Instead, it wants to spend money down in Brazil to help them get the oil out of the offshore, and then we'll buy it for you for a pretty penny. I mean, it's unbelievable. And there's people going to say, oh, Jay, it'll probably be cheaper. Is it really going to be cheaper, folks? Because in the long run, your tax dollars are going to pay for the Brazilians to drill, offshore and get the oil out, and then you're going to pay for the oil besides. And, really, even if it was a little cheaper, folks, in reality, is it? Because what you paid in tax dollars to help them out would probably, offset that cost by 20 miles. In other words, it may look like the fuel is cheaper, but in the long run, when you paid for it with your tax dollar besides, depending upon how much this is going to cost, did you save any money? I mean, it's ridiculous, and it's just ridiculous at this point in time, especially in our economy, where obviously the economy is failing, jobs are scarce, and on top of it all, folks, the price of fuel oil and gasoline is rising through the roof, and we're not doing anything in this country to tap our own reserves, which could, in the long run, create jobs, which obviously would lower the unemployment rate, folks, get people back to work, and produce energy that would eventually probably cost us less. And on top of it all, the biggest bonus is reduce or completely stop our reliance on foreign oil. And, I can't stress this enough that we keep going back to the same thing with this man that we keep going back to him, the moratorium. We don't want any drilling, environmental concerns. And then he goes down to Brazil and basically says, hey, if you drill offshore, we'll help you pay for it, and we'll show the technology, we'll pay for it and everything else, and then we'll buy the oil off you besides. Come on. I mean, this should enrage anyone who's out of work in this country, number one, especially if they're in the oil industry. This should enrage the oil industry to no end, the energy industry, as they're trying to, struggle to get drilling rights in this country to be able to explore, the oil that may be around here, that is reportedly around here. I mean, it's just unbelievable, folks. I mean, we know about shale oil and things, and yeah, this technology has to be used, and it could be a little bit more expensive. But if we're going to give Brazil money to drill offshore, why shouldn't we be using this money to give to the oil companies if they need it to be able to research how they can get this shale oil out? That's my whole point. And I know some of you don't like the oil companies, so you probably say, well, they're just as bad. And listen, it's not foreign oil. That's the problem, folks. I don't care if it's Brazil. You can say all you want, or they're our friends or whatever, but the bottom line is, that could change at any time. And then if it does, now we're stuck and reliant on that oil, and if they want to jack the price up, they will, on top of the fact that we paid for it in the first place. Didn't we learn anything from any of these other countries that we get oil from now? Basically, we paid for what's going on over there, too. I mean, the oil companies paid for all the wells and things that are over there and the drilling and everything else. I mean, it was long ago, but it's true. When we first, when they first started discovering all this stuff, I mean, it's outrageous. It really is. I'm sorry, but it is. I find it very outrageous indeed that the president, made this proposal, and the mainstream news media covers it like it's some wonderful thing. Hey, we're going to get cheap oil from Brazil. Well, really? We don't even know if that's going to happen, number one, folks. And even if it does, it's foreign oil still. And why aren't we using that money to employ people around here to be able to do it so that we can end our reliance on foreign oil? That's my question. And it will still stay in that realm as the question of the day. If we can spend this money down in Brazil, why aren't we spending it here? I'm not a big one for the government subsidizing our own companies here, but if we're going to give it to a foreign country, we might as well give it to the companies here. I don't know. It's just, it's not right, folks, in my opinion. It's just not. All right. We're late on a break here. We'll be right back after these messages here on the Talk Show America show, so don't go away.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live. Now available in the iTunes App Store.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom59.com. Get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom59.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 59.com. Freedom59.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
These days, we all need to save money where we can. As your car gets older, it will have mechanical problems. Don't get caught with a $2,000 or even $5,000 repair bill. If your factory warranty is about to expire, or you have no warranty coverage at all, an extended vehicle protection plan can save you thousands. We pay for 100% of your covered repairs, and we pay the dealer or your preferred mechanic directly for you. No more hassle with reimbursements. The number to call is 800-939-4755. There is no one-size-fits-all to vehicle protection plans. At A-Plus Auto Protection, we work with BBB-rated providers to offer a full menu of plans ranging from platinum coverage to basic plans that cover the most costly engine and transmission repairs. We do the comparison shopping for you so you save money with our discounts. For a limited time, also receive roadside assistance, towing, and rentals, but you must call now. Call 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755. 800-939-4755.
Not all plans available in all states for all vehicles.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Talk Show America show. JR here with you. Thank you for taking time out of your busy day to listen. We certainly appreciate it. Very much indeed, folks. And I don't know what happened. It looked like there was a couple of glitches there and a couple of those commercials, and hopefully everything came out okay. We'll find out when we get through reviewing the recording of the show. But I just wanted to cap off things here, folks, as we talked today about a couple of things, a couple of important things as far as I'm concerned, especially with regards and respect to our action in Libya, obviously. As I said, and I will say again, it's important that we take out Muammar Gaddafi, whether we kill him or whether we remove him from power and take him out of that country. It's important to do this. If that's not the mission, why are we wasting our time? I'm sorry, but this is the way I feel about it. And I know some of you are going to say, well, if it was Bush, you'd be saying something different. Well, it's not true, folks. If it was George W. Bush, President Bush, I would be saying the same thing. We need to have a clear-cut mission. Believe me, there was big criticism of President Bush in the early ongoings of the Iraq war. There's no exit strategy. There was no mission, on down the line. But folks, that's what it seems like we have here right now. It appears that no one in this coalition seems to know what the exact strategy and mission is, whether it's to take out Muammar Gaddafi or not. You got people in the U.S. military saying, he's not a target. We're not here to take him out. Things of this nature. And I know that they have to sit there enforcing the no-fly zone. But we need a clear-cut mission. Enforcing the no-fly zone is not enough. Do we take out Gaddafi or not? And in my opinion, if we're not going to remove him from power at least, and I'm not saying we have to kill him, but I mean if that's what happens, that's what happens. Then we need to we need to get out of there. We need not to lose another plane or not to lose another brave soldier or airman or marine or whoever in this action. We don't need to lose any more people if we're not going to do it right and get it done. It's simple as that. We have brave men and women whose lives are on the line here, and we need to make sure that this is done properly and we take the proper action. On this oil, folks, in Brazil, on this the president trying to say, oh, yeah, we'll give you money, and we'll if you drill offshore, we'll help you. This is ridiculous, folks. We have people in this country that need the jobs. In this country, we need to start moving on the non-reliance of foreign oil. And the only way we're going to do that is to drill here, drill now, not drill in Brazil or pay for them to do it and make it look like they're doing it, but really we're doing it, and then paying for the oil besides after we pay for it. I mean, it's just ridiculous, folks, and this type of action needs to stop. This administration's got to wake up, and it just doesn't look like they're waking up at all. They don't have a clue. As clueless in Washington as usual, as I said before, including the mission in Libya and obviously the president's visit to Brazil, where he's actually encouraging them to drill for oil. We'll help you. We'll pay for it, and then we'll buy it from you. Just ridiculous indeed. We have people in this country that need the work. All right, folks, that's all the time I have for today here on the Talk Show America Show. Take care. Have a great day. Stay safe.